9B, mobile, monitoring.
KO4HX.
Patrick. Was that you in there earlier? I heard somebody's ID, but we didn't make out the ID. Weekend, did you call the net last night?
And I had a good weekend.
I'm sorry I missed the net, but I went to bed early, man. I was tired. Wife and I went for a motorcycle ride yesterday, rode over to Black Mountain up Highway 9, and did a little pizza and rode back long, leisurely route.
Well, it sounds like a good trip. Been a long time since I've been over that way.
I was cheating on my neighbor. I used to always take her over there with us. She's not here to go with us anymore.
It's funny how things change. My best friend's dad just moved to the coast, and there we turn up the hill to go to the house. He lived right across the main dirt road there. The whole time I've been living in there, and since I've known him, life changes. That's the only thing that stays constant is things are going to change.
It's true. Very true. Life goes on. Hopefully in a better place. So hopefully we'll all get there one day, huh? Planned out for the day. I got my regular old route going to Anderson.
It's a regular day right now, and it'd be nice to have a big sale today for sure help.
Sales always help, huh? Your excursion come out, Jesse. Buttoned up and have it done for you the next day.
Turned out good. I hadn't drove it a whole lot this weekend, so the trip down the mountains is the most I've drove it, but I hadn't had any problems out of anything yet, so, and don't expect to, so should be good to go.
Right now, front end.
Good.
Works. Put all the new parts in there. Got like a new car. It's like, man, I didn't do this a long time ago, huh?
After that, you don't realize how bad something gets because it does it a little at a time.
I'm about to nurse my truck along. It still sounds like it's brand new. So I try and baby it as best I can. Because, you know, age is age. Or it gets the rubber grommets and stuff start to crack and dry rot. Eventually, you're going to have to replace them.
That's for sure. They all wear out.
The motorcycle's got a mono shock in the rear. It's been squeaking now probably a good year. So I guess I need to do something with it. Or it falls out or something.
One of the bushings in the end, the squeaking dirt and dust gets in there.
Sometimes good with a grease gun. Get all the zerk fittings. Need it on this truck too. The trucker usually take it in. I don't get the oil changed at the quick lube place, but I do take them in and let them shoot all the zerk fittings with grease.
It's good. It'll help it live longer, that's for sure.
Slide in the kernel wash here real quick this morning. Get the little truck washed up. I haven't washed it yet.
Well, it needed it there Friday. might be a good idea.
It's dusty on our road, so your road didn't do anything to it.
Sucky part about living on a dirt road, it seems like a vehicle is never actually clean.
That's why I never buy a black one, or I try to avoid dark colored ones. The red is as dark as I'll go. Red and blue. And the wife's is red, so it kind of covers it a little bit, especially if it's red clay. It covers it a lot better. NC9 Victor.
KO4HK, it does help some, but I was buying used vehicles, so couldn't pick color all the time.
So what, 60? Before we bought our first vehicle, brand new. I had a newer one when I was young, but I had didn't last long. Mother and I traded so I get it out of the pavement, so I get an apartment. So. But other than that, we never had a new car until we got, what, 60 years old.
I've only had two in my life, and both of them were for the wife. When I worked at the Ford dealer, I got a employee discount, so that's when we bought them. But other than that, it's not worth it, in my opinion, but everybody can do their own thing.
As far as I can do my phones, you know, a year or two out of date.
W Mobile.
Ken, KO4HKX.
NC9V. Hope you had a great camping trip and she caught lots of fish.
Guys, we did have a good camping trip and we did catch lots of fish and they tasted good.
Deer, I was going to ask how it went, but if you caught lots of fish, then you were having fun.
Time. She had a good time. We she had never eaten the fish she caught, so we filleted them all out, and man, they loved them.
Man, another brother Matt.
His car is on 290 this morning for some reason.
On a 290.
Somebody hit my raccoon right there at the red light.
Is that I-40 being shut down bother you any there, Ken?
But it was going to, because that's the way I, you know, but because all the traffic was going to go on 240, but man, Sunday morning, it was fine. We left the campground about 10:30, and I had to go, I had to go from there to Mars Hill to drop the granddaughter off, and then come back down 26, but man, we never slowed up.
I was worried about that for you.
On Thursday, when I was getting ready to leave work, it's like, oh man, that's what I need.
Before you get right around it, so. I don't think you'd have too much trouble.
You know, the bypass usually is crowded anyway, but then all the traffic from 40 would be going on there, but it was really light.
Tow that camper if it's a little stress level a little bit higher.
Navigation system on just to give me, you know, at least a mile warning what lane I needed to be in, but it was fine. The camper pulled fine, truck ran fine.
Patrick, the wife and I rode the motorcycle over to Black Mountain yesterday, and coming back, I thought about this, he's already packed up and gone.
We got back home about, I don't know, 12:30, quarter to one, something like that.
This weekend is, I guess Saturday's the 1st? No, I don't know. They have a graduation thing for my grandson, my oldest grandson, this Saturday. So that may affect the weekend there, Patrick.
No problem.
Cold and rainy up there, just real, real drizzly on Friday when we got up there.
Gonna clear up Saturday or not. It's kind of foggy up in the mountain there for a while.
Yeah, 4 a.m. when the dog wanted to go out for a walk.
Michael and I rode over to Cherokee Saturday, and it never did. Sun never did really come out. It was overcast all day and foggy on the way over.
It was a beautiful day up there. It was really nice.
My Andrew's camping trip went. Hadn't heard him this morning.
Where was that?
In a little bit Saturday morning. Shot him some pictures. And that he said he was waiting on his wife to get up to cook breakfast. A hill on 25 with the pulling the camper. Never had to touch the brakes.
Hopefully didn't have no problem with other drivers then.
Over there, just mind my own business. I only ran 55 all the way up there. I just didn't push it. We wasn't in no hurry. We got there an hour early.
Yeah,
than that, so we just took our time and enjoyed the ride.
We pull the campers, we stick our sweet time in the right lane, do the speed limit, no more, no less. Take it nice and easy. Easy peasy. And then C9V.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
It is, as long as people will let you do that.
On the motorcycle yesterday, just cruising along down I-40. And two guys little crotch rockets, they're probably around 110, 120, flying by. One didn't even have a shirt on. My wife says, yep, he has to lay that thing down, he's going to have some horrible road rash. I said, yep.
It's about that one that's happening, though.
So you're talking about motorcycles, speed does kill. Corner just a little too hot. See what happens.
The leaves on the road there when you're going into the corner, right?
Or this time of year, somebody cutting the grass.
But my forehead proved that one. Stupidity, which is what catches most people.
Have a rear view camera on your camper?
No, sir, I do not. I don't have a rear view camera on my truck, which is weird because it's rigged up for it and everything. I don't know why.
Makes it nice where you can see what's right behind you.
Method, you know, I glad that backed me up. And, you know, she gets out there, I can't see her in the very end, waiting on her to come up so I can tell her, you know, you got to stand where I can see you.
This one stays on while you're riding down the road.
Hey, Skex, that's like the one I got in the tool truck. It stays on. As long as the switch is on, the camera's on.
The camera gets power from the trailer light, so you got to have the lights on. But as soon as you turn the lights on, it syncs up. And you can see everything behind you riding down the road. Makes it really nice.
Now the lights on, huh?
The window's open because the weather was nice. I guess it was Saturday night, and it made the smoke alarm in the camper go off. Had to close the windows.
Stories you won't forget.
Just freaks the dog out when the alarm goes off.
Alarm to go off.
Fires and the smoke.
That's what I was figuring, but that's still a lot of smoke for campfire.
Probably see 20 campfires from where I was at.
Fox fellas, will be right back. NC9B.
It was really enjoyable.
Good. Glad y'all enjoyed it up there. And, that's what life's supposed to be more about.
Got how good Perkins coffee is.
Coffee. But I like to smell it on the campfire like that.
It was real good. Man, coffee's hot that way.
What did you catch up there this weekend?
Got some bream and a few shell crackers. They're just panfish.
Ponder something up there?
Three lakes. Two of them that you can camp around. And then our spot backed right up to the lake. And then we just walked around the lake fishing.
Pretty big campground then.
It was pretty good size. Biggest KOA I've been at. And then, I mean, they had you know, spots around the lake, and then they had other spots for people that were traveling. And then the Swannanoa River runs right through the middle of it.
Pretty nice place. Might have to check it out one time.
Enjoyed it. And then, like I said, they got a lot of spots right out on the lake, and man, the kids were swimming in the creek, but it was definitely too cold for that.
Poor age gig. Yeah, the water has not warmed up around the house yet. It never warms up much, but it will get a little bit warmer.
And from the park store, you have to go over a bridge to get out to the camping area. So That was pretty cool.
Is somewhere you'd definitely go back to?
Definitely go back there. It'd be, although the pool was a little bit small, but maybe there won't be a lot of people there at the pool. You know, they probably, a lot of them were swimming in the creek, like I said. But there was quite a few kids there. In front of me, almost turned too short to get onto the interstate. I thought he was going to run up in the ditch.
You wasn't paying attention, or night driving depth perception's off.
Weird intersection. It's, you know, it's dark to start with, and then it's, you know, they leave you an entrance to cut across the median, but the entrance is really long, and if you don't go all the way to the end and you make the turn, you're in the ditch.
Places they need to have lights and they don't.
KN4TFW.
Spartanburg Highway on to 25 every morning. You can blow right by the on-ramp and never see it. You just gotta know that the sign, when I see the sign, I need to turn.
Definitely helps to be halfway familiar with where you're going, right?
But there's so many people moving into the area anymore, they're not familiar with it. There's been lots of wrecks in places that never had wrecks before because of that.
Right. Man, the road getting out of South Carolina, 290 and 25, man, that road's taking a beat.
That 290 and 25 are rough roads, that's for sure. I think they do it trying to keep people out.
Worry about staying on the left lane and the bridges because the right lane was closed for construction.
But you see the shape the road's in? You see why I tell you to stay in that right lane? The left lane?
That, especially pulling a trailer, you don't want to tear up a tire.
Talking about 25 heading up the mountain. I think it was last summer. They had probably a 4x8 hole all the way through it and then reconcreted it. And I was just saying, I don't see how those bridges are still standing. Last year, I think it was, they had a 4x4 or 4x8. Hole all the way through the bridge and reconcreted it.
We'll be talking about Highway 25 heading up the mountain.
A choice pulling that camper, but fortunately on the way going up, the right lane was closed.
Gentlemen, KL4MUF.
Good morning, Jody. KL4HKX.
Morning, Jody. KN4TFW.
Morning, Jody. NC9V.
In a while. Hope you've been doing good.
Missing you. You been behaving?
Well, I ain't been getting in trouble for anything, should I say, but I ain't been behaving.
Robbing Ken's a car wash over here.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Didn't catch it.
Nah, I think it was robbing me. I need to go back through there about two more times. Poor truck ain't been washed in so long. I went through there once. Not half as bad now, but it could use a couple more.
I did car wash on Thursday, but man, it was pitiful. It didn't do a good job at all.
Well, here's $7. Yeah, the one I used the other day in the wife's car was the cheapest one you could get was $12. I was like, wow, that's getting expensive.
Yeah, for $7.
And out there at the Spinks. King right there on 290.
You can know what you're talking about right there across from the Little Rebel.
Used and abused. The blowers on it, they're supposed to go up and down. They weren't moving. So somebody had to beat them all up.
Before I took my truck to the car wash, I took off my extended mirrors because they just snap on. That's a good thing, too, because then you got snatched off.
So big, I have to pull my mirrors in. There's not like an inch on both sides of the truck that I could barely get into that wash. But it'll fit. If I line it up just right, get it in the middle. It does a fairly decent job, but I like the brushes on the kind of the soft brushes. It's like, I guess, a soft cloth. Not like the hard brushes you get in other car washes. And the touchless wash, just don't get the dirt off.
Coming back from Asheville, I got passed by one of those Tesla Cyber pickup trucks.
Good when it come by you too, didn't it?
Never noticed it until it was about past me.
Tough because as ugly as it is.
To look at, sure enough.
I called it the sound of the motor going by you.
I mean, the other day, it was on the back of a wrecker. Came out of the car wash over there in Simpsonville. This is a guy. Apparently, with the car wash, and something got wet underneath there, and it wouldn't come out of gear or wouldn't go in gear or something. And you had to call a tow truck out there and load it up on the tow truck. And of course, they couldn't get it out of gear, so out of park. So they just drag it up on the wrecker.
I'm saying, welcome to electric and water, two things that don't mix.
Next to him on the way out, I guess he figured I was going to make a snide comment or something like that, but I said, no, I'm not trying to be smart as that, but I mean, what happened? I mean, but why are you having it towed? That's what he said. He says, oh, I went to the car wash and I come over here to, you know, wipe it down and everything, and I'm all done, and it just won't come out of here. It's stuck. That's my thought, Jody. Water and electricity just don't mix.
Roger that.
Well, in Charleston, when after a heavy rain and all the streets get flooded, somebody try and drive it through the high water.
Them old Dodge Slant 6s with the distributor cap right there by the wheel.
Be in a shop towel, boys. Distributor like that, you know, get all that moisture out of there. I wonder if it would work on them cars and trucks like that. If you know where the water was, you know, coming in at, you can squirt some WD-40 in there to try to help dry it up.
Recommended. WD-40 and high voltage don't mix either.
Quit your warranty.
I was waiting for your comment, Patrick.
After 2-3 weeks, I'm finally back at going close to work. Y'all have a great day. It's been a good ride with y'all, and good to hear y'all in there. NC9V. I'll get it right one of these days. Y'all have great days, every three.
Leon, KO4HKX.
7-3, Leon. Have a good day. KN4GFW.
Good to hear you, Mr. Leon. Enjoy your day, KO4MUF.
Didn't do this weekend.
Give me a tiller, rear time tiller, so I went and picked that up Saturday. It needs some work, and then a guy I used to work for driving a truck, he had some problems on some CBs, so I had to go over there and spend a few hours working on his CBs and his dump trucks to get them back up in order and put in a bunch of plants and pots for Mama, so that's been about it.
Had a pretty busy weekend.
Well, we did have a busy one. It was a good weekend, but it was busy. I'm going to turn around. We were headed somewhere. Tells his boss, my radio ain't working, man. It just, nobody can hear me. Boss calls me and says it ain't. So I went over there and looked, and I said, well, one good reason they can't hear you is because the dump butt done ripped off his antenna.
It's amazing how people don't pay attention to what the top of the truck is up there with these tree limbs and stuff down here.
That's little 2-foot fiberglass antennas on them dump trucks just for that reason. And this antenna, I don't know what he could have hit or what he done, but it looked like somebody took a hacksaw and cut it off right above the antenna mount. Right there where it mounts on that, you know, on your mount for your mirror. Last time I was there, it was in good shape, and I'm looking at it going, what happened to that bumper? And the service manager's going, I have no idea. Okay.
They ain't worried about it.
Tell you the truth. I forgot to ask him if he knew the windshield was cracked on that truck. They work on them. I'm just going to take and turn the antennas upside down. And for what they use them for, it wouldn't hurt a thing.
communicate on the over the ground we are, don't they?
Unless they're running together and they'll talk a little bit. Otherwise, they just use them for talking to the scale houses. But if they don't try to take care of something, you know, he'll call me and say, this radio ain't doing which. I said, which radio is it? I said, all right, is your mic gain turned up? Which one's that? And I tell him, he goes, nope. I said, turn it up. Now I can hear him. Yep, okay.
By the time I tag, you're supposed to be 5% smarter than the tool you're using, so maybe one day they'll figure it out.
Complain about it and let somebody fix it for them.
Claire?
58, KN4, TFW. I'll say 73, you guys have an awesome day. Be safe out there, and I'll catch you in the morning. KN4, TFW.
Hope you have a great day, KO4 HKX.
Ken, enjoy your day. KN4 MUF. Enjoy it, and God bless, and hope you do well. It's KF4MUF, 73.